Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the fastest growing radio show in the South. That's me. That's who I am. That's who we are. We are the fastest growing radio show in the South right now. And it's all because of you. It's not me. It's all because of you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, whenever you call into the show and you want to talk on the air, just press the number one and you will pop up in my studio, and that'll let me know that you want to be on the air, and I'll put you on the air. I'll always put you on the air. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see. It's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful, beautiful day right now. And there's so much going on, in the world, so much going on with the show. I mean, it's just everything, right? It's everything. Everything is going on. Hey, guys, give me 1 second. Enjoy the music. I'll be right back. Give me 1 second. Got to tend to a quick piece of business. Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to The Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call into the show and be on the air with me. All you have to do is press the number one, and I will put you on the air, okay? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and I appreciate you for listening to the show. This is the fastest-growing radio show right now in the South. You're listening right here to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, today's weather, we have 36 degrees right now in the ATL with it's 43 degrees. I'm sorry. I just updated. It's 43 degrees and sunshine right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 60 today, a low of 38 tonight. Tomorrow, 64 and sunny. Low 43 Saturday, 64, partly cloudy, low 49 on Saturday. And then Sunday, partly cloudy skies, a high of 69. 69, 70 degrees on Sunday. So I think that this is a perfect weekend. We're looking in the mid-60s to 70 degrees on Sunday. I think it's a perfect weekend for you guys to get out there and fire up those barbecue grills, right? I can't help it, but each time, when I have days off and it's sunshine outside, it may be 40 degrees, but if it's sunshine, I think about grilling, all right? That's just me. That's just the way I am, all right? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's word of the day is Diesel, not diesel, but Dezil, D-E-A-S-I-L, Dezil. Dezil is an adverb, and it means clockwise, okay? Dezil is an adverb, and it means clockwise, all right? I don't know what I'd use Dezil for. I mean, I guess I could use it at some point, but hey, you're talking to someone like me. I'm gonna say, what are you saying? What's Dezil, man? You say Dezil means clockwise, okay? And I don't know, you know, undezil maybe means counterclockwise, right? So Dezil means clockwise, all right? So that's your word of the day. Again, good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show right now. Today's episode is entitled, A Seattle Man Accidentally Assaults a 5-year-old Sexually. A Seattle man sexually assaults a 5-year-old girl, and he says it was an accident. So you know, right now we're going to discuss this disgusting behavior of a daycare worker that has sexually assaulted a 5-year-old girl. And then, get this, her father caught him in the act as he came to the daycare to pick her up. You know, if I was the father of that little girl, I mean, when the police got there or whomever got there to pick him up or whatever, his ass would have been beat, right? I mean, you're gonna touch my little girl, sexually assault my little girl, and I know about it. And you and I right here in the same room? Man, it may turn into a lawn care business instead of a daycare business when I get there. I catch him, you know, touching my little girl. Yeah, boy, you're going to be in trouble, brother. Now, this guy, he is a brother. He's a 31-year-old, and I'm looking at the article from the Q13 Fox. It's a Fox affiliate in Seattle. It says a 31-year-old man accused of sexually assaulting a 5-year-old girl at a Normandy Park daycare center was charged with first-degree child molestation. The guy's name, Ian Moore, who had worked at the kids' country daycare, was ordered held in the King County Jail in lieu of $200,000 bail. And a $200,000 bail, that means that you'll pay 20% of that $200,000 to get out of jail. So he needed $20,000 to get out of jail before his court date or trial or whatever, right? And it says Moore was arrested at the daycare after the father of the little girl told police he walked in on the abuse in the daycare. Okay, so he walked in on the father walked in on you know, on the little girl, on him abusing the little girl. Detectives say when a father came to pick up his daughter, Moore, the accused, say, and the child were crouched behind a bookshelf, and Moore told the father they were having a tickle fight. Okay, this guy told the daddy of the little girl that they were having a tickle fight. Now, I come in the room and you're crouched down behind the desk or behind a bookshelf with my little girl. having a tickle fight. Okay, that's strange to me. And police say that later, the five-year-old told her father the employee touched her private parts. Now, this getting sick, guys, but listen. When questioned, police said Moore admitted to touching the child, but told detectives it was an accident. In court documents released, a police detective said Moore said when he slipped on a toy as he was tickling the girl, his fall, okay, caused his hand to slide into her panties and penetrate one private area while touching another. And I'm trying to let that soak in with you guys. But listen now. I'm going to say this again. This guy told the police that when he slipped on a toy as he was tickling the little girl, his fall caused his hand to slide into her panties and penetrate one private area while touching another. Now, that's crazy. How are you going to slip on a toy? Y'all think about this now. Ain't no way the police can believe this guy. How are you going to slip on a toy? Okay, I'm slipping on a toy. I'm tickling this little girl. You know, when you tickle a kid, you're tickling them under the arm or either under the feet or something like that. You're nowhere near their private parts, right? I used to always tickle my little girls, but I tickled them under the arms or either under their feet. Okay? But this guy, he said that while he was tickling the little girl, he slipped on a toy. If I slip on a toy, I'm going to fall over. And my hands, just out of instinct, going to grab the floor to keep my body from just free falling to the floor. I'm going to try to brace my fall. But this fool says that his fall caused his hand to slide into her panties. Now, even if you're falling, how is your hand going to slide into her panties while you're falling? Okay, he's falling in slow motion. Ah, I slipped on a toy. I'm falling, okay? I slipped on a toy. Ah, my hand sliding now into this little girl panties. And now while I'm falling, my hand penetrates her. Come on, man. What in the world is going on, guys? This guy 31 years old and he's at the daycare. His dad walks in and he got his hands in his little girl's panties. Penetrated the little girl. Penetrate means that he's gone inside. He's gone inside. And he's penetrated one of her private areas. All I can say is, if you have your hand in a female, I'm just saying in general, guys, if you have your hand in a female's panties, what areas can you penetrate? There are only two areas to penetrate if you have your hand in a female panties. You're either going to penetrate her her vagina, or are you gonna penetrate her butthole? I don't care which hole he penetrating. His ass gonna get kicked when I see him with his hand in my little girl panties. I don't know what this dad was thinking about, but this picture of this guy that's on this site here that they showing the picture of the guy, his face would be all swollen, his eye would be black, his lip would be swollen and busted, nose broke, curved to the side. I would have stomped this guy and then demanded the police come get him and take him to jail. It says that even after I tried to explain to this guy, to Ian Moore, who did this, that his version of events was virtually impossible. The police told him that what you're saying to me is impossible. This guy continued to claim that was how it had happened. Okay? Then the administrators at the daycare said that the state does an extensive background check on all their employees. And the state confirmed that they did one on Moore, and he passed. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys go ahead and press 1 and tell me, what do you think about this 31-year-old who sexually assaulted? And again, guys, if you touch a woman inappropriately, assault, that's sexual assault. If a woman touches you inappropriately, that's sexual assault. That's a crime. She can go to jail for that. Or he can go to jail for that. And he's going under the jail because this was a 5-year-old little girl. Now that's sick to me. This guy 31 years old. What are you getting out of putting your hand in a 5-year-old girl's panties? What are you getting out of that? What are you getting out of that? And then this guy got access to my little girl. I'm bringing my little girl to this daycare with the confidence that they're taking care of her. Not taking care of her sexually. They're taking care of her with teaching and discipline, all this stuff. That's what you pay for when you send your kid to daycare. Somebody watching over them. Somebody teaching them while they're away from school. Teaching them while they're away from home. Them interacting with other kids to be socially acceptable. But no, this guy got his kid at the daycare, and this guy at the daycare got his hands in her panties. And he doesn't just have his hand in her panties. He's penetrating the little girl. Man, that's unbelievable. When I heard this story, I said, I have got to send this or do a show on this. It's just really, really unbelievable to me. As I was reading it, as I was reading the story, my mouth was just open. Because I can't believe something like this. And you know, I say a lot of times that, and believe me, guys, I'm not, you know, I'm not a racist type guy. I don't use race for things and different stuff like that. But this, you know, this kind of stuff doesn't usually happen in the black communities. But this is a black man. I assume. Now, I don't know, because they don't show a picture of the little girl or her father. But I assume that the little girl and her father are also black. But regardless of that, his ass needs to be kicked. But he's going to go to jail. He's going to get sexually assaulted. He doesn't know what sexual assault is until he get to his jail cell. And Bubba, Ray Ray, or somebody going to get a hold of him. And they're going to put more than their hand in his panties. And he will be wearing panties when he go to jail. Because they going to turn him inside out. They wait for people like this to come into jail. Men who sexually assault women, men who rape women, men who assault kids, men who hurt kids. The guys in prison sitting there salivating, waiting for guys like this to come to jail. Because they want to get a hold of them and show them exactly what it felt like when they did what they did to this female. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now tomorrow, guys, and I'm just about out of time, but tomorrow I want to maybe talk about this female. Teenage female that just got out of high school, or barely out of high school. She's pregnant. And she says that Jesus is the father of her baby. That is crazy, right? That's crazy. I mean, I guess you can think that, you know, I don't know. I'm going to bring you guys this story tomorrow, and we'll figure it out from there, okay? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day, guys.
Absolutely positively. I need to do. Spend my whole life looking for you. I consider you forever mine. Those who don't like it kiss when the sun don't shine. Girl, I'll be there through the thick and thin. When you can't even find your so-called friend. So let me be the one you talk to. When there's a problem, we can solve them between me and you, baby. Tell me what it is. Tell me what can I do to make you understand. I'm crazy about you. I can't do without you. You got me whipped and I slipped. I must be tripping. I'm so. Talking about.